Jekka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria vandag op na 21, Johannesburg 20 en Tzaneen begin die week met 'n maksimum van 25 grade. Die minister van Samewerking en Regering en Tradisionele Sake Willem Kosini Glabessa beraadslaag vanoggend oor die stand van plaaslike regerings. Die hoofvlak gesprekke met politici van reg oor die land word in Midrand gehou. Dit terwyl daar gewaarsku word dat die probleem van besmette water in Limpopo kan lei tot 'n stygings en waterheffings.
Of course the biggest problem that we do have in the context of Limpopo is that 78% of their wastewater treatment works are critical and dysfunctional. Raw or partially treated sewage is going into our water resources, contaminating the water course, meaning that it will cost more to treat, it will cost more to sell in bulk, and it will also cost more to the consumer to purchase.
So sê die adjunct minister van water en sanitasie Sello Setlo-Solo na sy besoek die naweek aan die Mogalakwena plaaslike munisipaliteit. Die Green Drop verslag in 2023 het gewys dat die watersuiveringstelsels in Mogalakwena in 'n baie swak toestand is en dringende aandag en verbetering benodig. Meer hieroor by jackrandafm.com, klik op news. EFF-leier Julius Malema het die regering gekritiseer dat gevangenes meer voordele geniet as meeste van die land se jong mense. Malema het gister in KwaZulu-Natal gepraat by die massabegrafnis vir die 10 slagoffers wat in 'n busongeluk dood is nadat hulle verlede naweek 'n jeugdag saamtrek bygewoon het. Malema sê gevangenes kry 3 maaltye 'n dag, klere en onderrig, terwyl die meerderheid van jong mense nie werk het nie en honger bed toe gaan.
We do not say this to dehumanize prisoners, but we must ask, how can a government feed and clothe those it has arrested, but refuse to feed and educate those it claims to represent?
Na die internasionale storie wat steeds hoofnuus is, die Verenigde Nasies se sekretaris-generaal Antonio Guterres sê Amerika se lugaanvalle op Iran se kernkragaanlegte kan 'n erge negatiewe impak hê vir die streek. Hy het 'n noodvergadering van die VN se Veiligheidsraad toegespreek wat in die vroeë oggendure vergader het om die jongste verwikkelings te bespreek.
We now risk descending into a rat hole of retaliation after retaliation. To avoid it, diplomacy must prevail. Civilians must be protected. Safe maritime navigation must be guaranteed.
Meer oor die jongste verwikkelings op ons nuusblok. En as jy Suid-Afrika wil verken die skoolvakansie, wat van 'n reis na die Vrystaat? Nasionale Parke het bekend gemaak dat toegang gratis sal wees tot die 30ste September by die nuut geopende Godumodumo Dinosaurus Sentrum. Die minister van Bosbou, Visserye en Omgewing Dion George sê die wêreldklas kulturele en wetenskaplike sentrum by die Golden Gate Hoogland Park sal omgewingsopvoeding en gemeenskapstrots bevorder.
The idea for the center was sparked decades ago when incredible discovery was made right here in the park. Among the rocks and soil, a nest of fossilized dinosaur eggs was uncovered, including one with a fully formed embryo inside. This rare find revealed the rich prehistoric record beneath our feet.
Ax Rada de Souza, looking at the top story of the hour, politicians from across the country are in Midrand to discuss the state of local government.
Dankie Gerda, 3 minute oor 9, die Work Zone, Jacaranda FM. Welcome to a Monday morning, die son is uit, het gaan koud word, het jy donderdagse temperature gesien? It's going to be freezing. Mm-hmm. Kijk nou hierso, jy het nou iets begin hierso, ok, die skoolvakantie, so, hey guys, we are going to Free States.
Yes.
Ek het nou net gekyk, 1 uur en 29 minute, maar kijk, a road trip is lovely.
And that part of the country.
Oh, wat gaan ons in ons mandjies sit? Hey.
Handskoene, 'n serp, 'n fles warm iets, 'n kombers.
Kan ons by die kos bly? I love you some food. Pak 'n mandjie saam. Pak 'n mandjie saam met my, want ons gaan Vrystaat toe. That was really lovely. Also, while I have your attention, Gerda, and all of you beautiful people, as you are heading to your meetings, I was late for Gerda this morning, because I just had a lovely meeting with one of our executives. But before I went into the meeting with him, I was reading one of my books, you know, like I always do. And the word that came up was bravery. It said that you